Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Y'all sitting up straight? Very good. Jason, thank you for engineering today. Class, your future has been stolen. And the keys to keeping what you have left is the First Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, backed up by the Second Amendment to the U.S. Constitution. Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. SaveGCN.com. 10th anniversary class today. So for 10 years, on this month, we have been celebrating anniversaries with senior USA Prepares instructor, Captain John Reagan. Captain John Reagan, welcome.
Good morning, Vincent.
Jeez. Captain John, you know, it's been a long, bumpy, rough ride. And I'm not talking about with you. I'm talking about what our country has been through. Absolutely horrible. And we're watching it go down the drain. And there are too many people, the GDP, who don't get it, who don't understand how great our country was and what so many sacrifices that people have made to get us to the point before the demolition started. It's a travesty. It's a crime of galactic proportions. And I mentioned the First Amendment class that protects freedom of religion, freedom of speech, freedom of the press, freedom of assembly, and the freedom and the right to petition the government. And that's backed up by the Second Amendment, which protects the right to keep and bear arms. Those are the two most important in order. Number one, freedom of speech. Number two, right to bear arms. Captain John, you've got an enormous class today. And you're going to be back with us, not the following Thursday, but the Thursday after that. So we're going to skip one Thursday. So this is the 10th anniversary class in two parts, 4 hours. Captain John?
And enjoy this one because the next one will be really bad. And before we just jump into it, I know people might be wondering, we've talked about health issues that Becky and I have been going through, and we just got the news a couple of weeks ago that that first half that was taken out of her thyroid actually did have cancer in it. They did not find cancer in the second half. At the end of December, we were wondering if that second half had been taken out needlessly, but you know, when you find cancer in one half, that's standard procedure to take out the other half. I guess the good news out of that, it's a non-aggressive cancer. There is no evidence that it's spread anywhere else. The only downside, I guess you would say, is that she has to take a thyroid hormone pill daily for the rest of her life. Other than that, that issue and, cancer problem is, out of our life. Right now, the bigger thing is she's got pain with her knees and She's getting shots in her eyes for diabetic retinopathy, so those issues still have to be taken care of. On mine, we still have no clue what led to my stroke back in May. And I guess the good news out of all the testing that's gone on, we talked about my CAC score, which is the coronary artery calcium, was in the high range. But in all the exams since then, what the cardiologist said is that the calcium is not in the artery, it's on the outside. I don't have blockages, which is what gets you into real trouble. And I attribute that to I've been on serapeptase, which is an enzyme. And we've been on that since 2005, and that helps keep your arteries cleared out of plaque and things like that. Serapeptase, I've talked on the air before, it's an enzyme that the silkworm uses to get out of its cocoon. It dissolves non-living tissue, so things like blood clots, plaque, things of that nature. And I haven't found any downside to that. And one of those things that, especially if you're thinking about taking a long trip where you like overseas flights where you're sitting for long periods and you might be subject to forming blood clots, I really would recommend, getting some for those trips, if nothing else. So
that's the rattle of serapeptase in the studio. And so I keep some of the supplements that we've talked about here on the broadcast classroom, right here in the studio, so that I absolutely positively take them. But yes, serapeptase. Very good. Please continue, Captain John Reed.
Oh, and by the way, no silkworms are harmed. They found out a way of making the enzyme through a fermentation process. So we've got over 40 links to talk about today. Hope my voice holds out for the whole thing. And I have to apologize up front when I was creating this. It was letting me cut and paste the links in. I didn't realize that it didn't set them up to open the link into a new tab. So I found that out about 5 minutes before 9. So after the show, I'll go in. I have to go in one by one, and I'll change that to when you click the link, it will open in a new tab. Right now, it's going to open in the same tab, just to let you know that's not normally the way my posts work. And those resources are there on the financialstateoftheunion.com. And this might be one that you want to bookmark, because I'm giving you the sources I use. And in fact, this is an abbreviated list from what I used to use to try and go through all of that. It was a 12-hour day job, 7 days a week, just keeping up with that slew of information coming through. And to start off, I've got the top sources that I use for news and analysis. These are news aggregation and blog sites. And at the top of the list is Zero Hedge. And I really like this for financial news and keeping track of some major things going on in the world. It does take a little time to keep up with if you want to stay in tune with things. I probably open about a couple of dozen articles every day just from this site. But that's the state of our world. And, of course, what's at the top today is the news of the new inflation rate. Came in a bit higher than what they expected, 7.5%. And keep in mind that financial professionals that are working today, this tends to be a young person's game. they haven't experienced anything like this. A lot of these people don't even remember 9/11. To get an inflation rate higher than 7.5%, you have to go all the way back to 1981. That was still during my first assignment in the Air Force. And the only worst years during my lifetime were 1980 and 1979. And those were, close to the, one was just, 1980 was like 12.5, and 79 was like 13, I forget the percent, but in the 13% range for both of those years. And they calculate inflation differently, so I wouldn't be surprised if what we're experiencing now is already worse than what we experienced then. And I also saw an article where a CEO of a grocery firm out of the UK says that basically, you know, hold on, because you ain't seen nothing yet would be how I would summarize what he said. And I don't see a lot of let up in this problem. The supply chain issues may ease up, but the food issues are looking like they will be getting worse for a number of reasons. One is the attack on carbon-based energy, because you need natural gas to produce urea, which is a component of fertilizer, and another component, potash, and I believe it's Belarus, which provides 20% of the world supply of that, is kind of in the middle of a hot area right now. So just getting the fertilizer, which is required for modern agriculture, is going to be a challenge, so long as the Schwabites, the World Economic Forum people, are in charge. And you have to admit that he's done a great job in getting his cronies, or young skulls full of mush, installed in government positions around the world. And I'll be posting a lot more on that for the next one. I don't want to get sidetracked, or we won't make it through this list today. Number two on the list, Mercola.com. We've talked about Dr. Mercola quite a bit. You now have to go to a censored library to get into his archive. He only keeps the his current posts up for 48 hours because of all the flack that's coming from the haters of real information. I would recommend signing up for his email, and that way you can see what he typically puts three articles a day out, and you can see whether there's something you want to click into. And I would note that when you're in an article, if you scroll down to the bottom where he's got the sources that he uses for that article, and you can expand that out. And you know, I've seen in some cases more than 70 sources for an article, so it's very well referenced. And we'll pick up with Wolf Street when they come back.
Yeah, Captain John Reagan's with us, U.S. Air Force Reserves, retired. He's been one of the original instructors here at USA Prepares. We'll be right back.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4100. 800-327-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Just to put an exclamation point on what Captain John said about inflation rate. In 1979, Mrs. Finelli and I bought a house, and we put 25% down in order to get the lowest rate possible. We both had good jobs. We both had good credit. And the interest rate on that mortgage note, 10.25%. Captain John, back to you.
Yeah, this is such a challenge today, and try and relate it to something that everybody might understand. You remember back in school when you had to write the infamous or dreaded book report? And what I'm attempting to go through today is about the equivalent of at least a dozen of those, which in essence would be another book. So quite a challenge. Wolf Street. This site, Wolf Richter, posts 1 to 2 articles a day. And I like his articles because he includes a lot of charts and graphs to help you see what's going on. So in the financial world, if you want to see what's in the economic world, if you want to see what's going on, this is a pretty good one that doesn't really overwhelm you with the number of posts. Another economic blog, Armstrong Economics. Martin Armstrong basically would need to look up his history. He's been in a lot of high-level places, and he's got his own AI that has produced some remarkable results for timing. It doesn't necessarily tell you what will happen back to the recent one happened in January of 2020, And that just so happened to be the date that COVID got announced, before it was even called COVID. So there's, you know, depending on the day, there could be, you know, half a dozen or so articles posted on that site. And that's one that I just check into every morning to keep pulse on a lot of things and learn a little bit of history, so you can also see how what we experience today isn't totally new, you know, especially in the terms of currency debasement. Just helps put things in perspective. For a general site, Lou Rockwell, you would get a lot of conservative and libertarian commentary on that, and a lot of those I tend to ignore. There's some writers that I really go out of my way to make sure that I check. Steve Kirsch is becoming one of those, and following what's gone on with COVID. Bill Sardi, who is, he's not a doctor, but he's been reporting on health issues for a long time. In fact, he wrote a book, I think it was 1999, that was on hemochromatosis, and it took me until I had my problem in 2017 to figure out what that was about. So when it comes to health, I tend to find out that he's already been there and knows more, which is a feat for anybody. Looking at all the doctors that I follow, I'm not sure any of the doctors come close to pulling everything together the way that Bill Sardi does. And speaking of him, the next site is his site, Knowledge of Health. He doesn't make posts very often. In fact, the last one that he did was from December 23rd. And a lot of times what goes into the Rockwell will also be on his, but sometimes there's some of his writings that's on one and not the other. So that's why I put his on there separate. And News with Views, a lot of good commentary on there. People do some pretty good historical analysis of things. And one of the guys that I shared a stage with at here at the Washington Conference, Dave Dobenmeyer, is one of the writers there. Frosty Woodbridge.
We'll be right back.
He was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A new Labor Department report released Thursday has the American economy inching its way to a recession. The Consumer Price Index rose 7.5% in January from a year ago. That's the worst since February of 1982, when inflation hit 7.6%. The mask mandate debate continues, yet nearly a dozen states are dropping the mandate as Americans are saying no more. Virginia Republican Governor Glenn Youngkin on Fox News.
We're seeing the rest of the country also come around us because it's time to get back to normal. It's time to empower parents. And I'm so excited that Virginia is leading in a bipartisan way to give parents the power to choose.
Science has revealed the least affected age group to COVID-19 are the children. Yet the CDC still demands kids be masked in schools. For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. We are USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The drug fentanyl is a leading cause of death of Americans ages 18 to 45. The Drug Enforcement Agency's Operation Overdrive is an attempt to keep China from making ingredients used in fentanyl from getting into Mexico. Kentucky Republican Representative Brett Guthrie last night on Newsmax weighs in.
It's important that members of Congress, members of the administration, the vice president, to go to the border and not go to the border and get some whitewashed presentation, but really see what's happening. Talk to border agents, and they told me when I was there in the El Paso sector, that building the wall and stopping the Remain in Mexico policy would not only stop the flow of illegal immigration across the border, but also stop the flow of illicit fentanyl coming across the border, because as I think I said on the show before, you can put fentanyl in a water bottle and hand it to a migrant and say this is part of your passage for getting across. So, one, we absolutely need to put pressure on China and leverage on China to keep ingredients from coming into Mexico. 70% of the overdose deaths in Kentucky in 2020 were from illicit fentanyl. And so Kentucky's a border state. Every community's a border community. If we don't stop the flow, and just yesterday, the Democrats refused to permanently make illicit fentanyl illegal. They did put it in their continuing resolution or budget bill to kick the can down the road to March 11th, but we're pushing to do it permanently.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, you might have heard at the bottom of the hour news that the American economy is inching its way toward a recession. In my opinion, and based on what I'm seeing as an American farmer, we are in and have been in a psychological and financial depression. Captain John, back to you.
I believe if anybody's around to write history, I think they'll show that this last depression started around 2000 with the dot-com crash, and it's only been through all the finagling of the central banks creating trillions of dollars out of thin air and instituting extremely low or negative interest rates to prop up government spending that has kicked the can down the road this long. But they've pretty much run out of tricks now. So if you like wild rides, fasten your seatbelt. It's coming. So we were on News with Hughes. Frosty Woodbridge is another one of the writers there that I read most of his articles. Natural Health News. Got a little love-hate relationship with this site. A lot of good information comes through, but he uses a lot of different writers. So the quality of the information is all across the board as well. You'll also see preparedness advice come through on this site. Unfortunately, they tend to be about as ignorant as I was a decade ago, and their advice is good enough to get you killed, because with what's coming, when you've got a grid down situation, you don't have a supply chain. When you don't have a supply chain, there is just so much more you have to be ready for. And I don't see anybody, including the Amish, ready to take on that challenge. And the last one in this group is John Malden's weekly Saturday post, Thoughts from the Frontline. I get that delivered to me by email, and tend to find a lot of good observation from his blog as well. YouTube is getting to be almost worthless nowadays, but there's still a few channels that I follow on a daily basis. I do the Suspicious Observers channel. I keep track of the space weather. In fact, if you haven't heard, even at the mainstream, 40 out of 49 Starlink satellites were lost with this latest space weather. And there's posts from last night and this morning explaining why it affected those satellites so much. And in addition to the YouTube channel, I've also included the website for the people that run the channel. In case their channel disappears, you can track them down. Carnivore MD, that's Dr. Paul Saladino's channel. And I have such an appreciation for this young doctor. He will bring on other doctors with views that don't exactly match up with his, and they'll have these 1 to 2 hour long rational discussions, which is what science really should look like in the real world. And it was really so such a paradigm change for me to understand that prior to 12,000 years ago, that our diet, and this is shown by fossilized poop, consisted primarily of animals. And what happened 12,000 years ago is the die-off of the large animals, the megafauna. And after that, we had to switch to a plant-based, or a lot more plants in the diet, and that's where our health started going downhill. Very interesting to follow him. The Peak Prosperity YouTube channel and website. Chris Martinson, we've talked about him. He was the one I discovered in 2008 from his series on the economy, where we learned things like how when you're dealing with compound numbers, you don't see it in the early years. You see it right at the end. And he has an illustration in his crash course where if you had a magic drop of water and that would double every second, how long would you have to get out of a stadium if you were, chained in at the top? And that's very enlightening there. He's also the one that I first learned about the energy return on investment. And energy is really one of those things that's sadly lacking in business courses, because without that, you can't understand how economies really work. George Gammon is the last one that I have in this section. What he does, some things I wish I could do, but when you're on the radio, you're limited when you have to use words to describe things. And he has a nice whiteboard there that will explain some very complex financial things going on, including what's going on with the feds and the banks and you know, the general public, that will clarify this shell game that's going on. And highly recommend you at least watch some of this stuff. And I'll try to make through all these health resources on the rest of the show. I'll take a brief pause right here, see if you wanted to comment anything for what we've covered so far.
No, you're doing just great, John. Please continue.
Okay. It's been a long journey in this health realm. I discovered Dr. McCullough. It's probably 1998-99, thereabouts, and he's already the largest alternative health website in the world. And this exposed me to a lot of other doctors, and this has branched out to a point that what you have to understand just to properly take care of your health is basically what the rest of this post is about. The bottom line is eating real food, not this highly processed stuff that has become a part of our diet. Basically, it was introduced from the early 1800s to the early 1900s, and this is what has just totally wrecked our systems. The second link there I've talked about before, Dr. Chris Kenobi, this is linked to one of his presentations, the videos on YouTube, where he covers the introductions of processed sugar, which was the early 1800s. Prior to that, before industrialization, at most you could get maybe 2 to 3 pounds of sugar a year, and it was very labor-intensive, and so it was very expensive. That was typically something that the rich people consumed, not the working-class people. But with industrialization, instead of 2 to 3 pounds of sugar a year, the average is now 2 to 3 pounds of sugar per week, and our bodies just weren't designed to handle that load. And as I'll discuss down here in a little bit here, it's that the sugar is the fructose that's doing even more damage than the glucose. After the introduction of processed sugar, we got the introduction of seed oils. Cotton seed oil is the first one right after the Civil War. And then we had this highly refined flour also introduced in the late 1800s. And I believe it was 1913 when Crisco, this vegetable shortening, was introduced, which originally was made as a substitute for candle wax. And if you want to use it to make candles with, that's great. I did that at one of our meetups. But do not put that stuff in your body. It's not something that your body can use. And what Dr. Kenobi does is he goes through and shows what the leading causes of death were in 1900 versus what they are today. And in those early days, I think with one exception, all of the leading causes were communicable diseases. Now the leading causes are non-communicable diseases. In other words, diseases of lifestyle. And the of all of those, it's hard to say which one is worse, but the combination's horrendous. And I'll talk about those individually as we go along here. Understanding what's happened to our health system, which is a part of what's been going on the last couple of years. It was the late 1800s when Pasteur and people like him started bringing more vaccines and things of that nature into the medical realm. And there were two schools of thought. You had Pasteur with the germ theory saying that the causes of our problems are due to these microbes. And then you had the other group, which is the terrain theory, saying that the health of the body determines your resiliency, that if you've got a healthy body, you can withstand being exposed to these pathogens. And by the, roughly a century ago now, Rockefeller and his group basically destroyed the natural health people. Chiropractic barely survived. And by funding the medical schools, they managed to implement a curriculum that basically teaches doctors how to manage symptoms by using pharmaceuticals, which is very profitable.
We'll be back after these few short commercial announcements with Captain John Reagan. Absolutely riveting class. I'm so glad you're with us here today, Captain John Reagan. We'll be right back.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Captain John Reagan's with us. Captain John, I just had one quick question. So you had mentioned, I'm paraphrasing, that following some of the information that you can find on the internet websites about preparedness could get you killed. And are you saying that that's because no one is prepared for a grid down situation where everything will instantly become local because there will be no communications and no fuel to move goods from place to place? Is that correct? Is that why you're saying that?
Yeah, generally the advice is to store up a bunch of food items, which by the time we cover what I'm going to do here, a lot of those food items tend to be things like sugar and wheat and, you know, oils. And they don't understand what I'm covering here with nutrition. You do need protein. That is important. But even more important than the protein is the proper fats. And those are things that you cannot store. Those are things you have to raise with animals. And raising plants and animals requires skills, and we just don't have the skills to do that the way that people used to before industrialization. The Amish come close, but even the Amish are dependent on the supply chain. So they might be able to make adjustments, but if you don't have the skills and the community to back it up with, pretty much right off surviving is what I would say.
Yeah, and there's this illusion that the Amish do not use electricity. The Amish do use electricity. They have cell phones. The Amish also use diesel generators to generate their own local electricity to run their equipment, etc. And they use diesel generators, which will run their equipment, like their sawmills, etc., and their saws and their compressors. So, frankly, they use energy.
They will have electricity run to outbuildings where they'll have places like freezers or water pumps for the wells.
Right.
So again,
and they make their own axles, you know, for their buggies. They do that. However, they need the steel from somewhere that is through the supply chain. They need nails. They use nail guns, which use compressed air, and that's powered by a diesel or gasoline motor. So, or engine, I should say. So the Amish, they even use an electric lathe to make their axles. So they are not free from the supply chain, and they buy their seeds from the same companies that y'all buy your seeds from. And not all of their seeds are heirloom seeds. So there's a myth. The Amish are not going to be able to save us, in my opinion, Captain John Reagan.
And they're also highly dependent on kerosene in their homes,
which is produced using electricity. The refineries run on electricity. If the grid goes down, the refineries stop.
Yeah, it's a tremendous problem. Mm-hmm. And like I say, I've only found the one solution, and that's to, live the way that they did back in the Acts Church days. You had the community, and you raised your food, and that was basically what you pay attention to.
And, John, do you have a feel for how many are going to survive this mess coming out the other side? Is it going to be as much as 10%?
Well, I remember right after the last expo, or second to last expo, when I was still living there, and I had calculated based on food supply that if you could use the food that was in there, you would have about a 99.5% death rate. And right after I calculated that was when I found out that inside the CIA, that's the same number that they have, a 99.5% fatality rate. I don't know how they calculate theirs, but regardless of how you look at it, it's not a large number. And when you look at history as well, the last supervolcanic eruption about 75,000 years ago, the estimate worldwide population dropped to 10 to 12,000 people. Probably be about the same this time.
John, that's the same number I have, but mine's different. My number is only 0.5% at the absolute most are seriously preparing and have prepared. So you take 0.5% survive, that's the same as 99.5% dying off. It's the same number. Captain John Reagan's been with us, and he's doing what he always does. He's wiping the smiles right off our faces. Please stay tuned for hour number two.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.